This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a high-level meeting to review the roadmap for next-generation reforms, with a focus on accelerating measures to enhance ease of living, improve ease of doing business, and foster inclusive prosperity. Officials briefed the Prime Minister on steps being planned to simplify governance, strengthen economic growth, and ensure citizens benefit directly from these measures. The high-level meeting came after Prime Minister's Independence Day address, where he promised a Diwali gift in the form of GST reforms and a lighter tax burden.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, टैक्स की व्यवस्थाओं को सरल किया, और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे। सामान्य मानवी की जरूरतों के टैक्स भारी मात्रा में कम कर दिए जाएंगे।
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the current international environment makes it essential to preserve and enhance stability in the global economy. He also stressed that India seeks a fair, balanced and multipolar world order, noting that reformed multilateralism is the call of the day. External Affairs Minister held talks with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and underlined that the fight against terrorism in all its forms remains a major priority for India. The discussions between the two leaders covered a wide range of issues, including economic and trade ties, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity and bilateral exchanges. Jaishankar said India-China relations must be guided by three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th mission session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will arrange face-to-face talks between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end the war in Ukraine. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said that he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House last night. A report.
U.S. President said he has begun the arrangements for a meeting between President Putin and Ukrainian leader Zelensky at a location to be determined. Trump said that the Putin-Zelensky talks would be followed by a trilateral summit involving himself and his two counterparts. During his meeting with Zelensky and European leaders, Trump took a small break to call Putin. Putin told Trump of his readiness to meet Zelensky. Last night, Trump hosted Zelensky, British PM Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italy's Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Fred Merz, Finland President Alexander Stubb, NATO Chief Mark Rutte, and European Commission Head Ursula von der Leyen. According to Trump, the participants discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, along with guarantees to be provided by European nations in coordination with the United States. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz claimed his maiden Cincinnati Open title in Ohio after defending champion and world number 1 Jannik Sinner retired due to illness, trailing 0-5 in the opening set. The final lasted just 23 minutes as Sinner called for the doctor and then conceded the match. Alcaraz becomes the third Spaniard to win the Cincinnati title, following in the footsteps of Carlos Moya and Rafael Nadal. This marks his 22nd career title and extends his unbeaten run at the Masters 1000 level to 17 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.